the artist Solange dropped a surprise new album at midnight last night. Fans went wild. The album is called When I Get Home, and it's a huge tribute to her hometown, Houston. Here to walk us through it is NPR Music's Sydney Madden. Hey there.
Hey, thank you for having me.
A lot of artists drop albums that we don't talk about on the radio, but Solange has become a kind of cultural touchstone, partly because of the way she speaks to the Black experience, right?
Absolutely. I love how you said a cultural touchstone. When Solange does something, she does it intentionally, and she does it big, and it creates a moment. You can get it. For those who don't know, Solange is the younger sister of Beyoncé. She's done years of songwriting and arranging for Destiny's Child as well as herself as a soloist. But in these last two albums, she's really purposely diverged from a more poppy sentiment to become this music maker and to realign the conversation of what it means to be a Black woman living in America.
Okay, so this 2016 album, A Seat at the Table, had a song, Don't Touch My Hair, which became almost an anthem.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hear on this new album, When I Get Home?
I think one of the breakout songs for sure is going to be Almeida.
Why? What is it about this song?
I hear great reclamation and ownership about Black created art forms, Black spaces. You know, she does this laundry list of like Black liquor, Black skin, Black leather. And it's like, you can't even wash it away if you tried. Like, you couldn't take away my culture from me even if you tried to.
How central is Houston, her hometown, to this album?
Oh my gosh. If we're going to talk about like the atmosphere of music and this album, like it's the nucleus, I would say. In every step of the way, in every song, there's a little love note or there's a little nod to a Houston rap legend like Scarface or Devin the Dude. There's a song on there called Bins, and it's a reference to a popular street in Houston. What I love most, what makes it an earworm for me, is that it just meshes together reggae and trap and a little bit of doo-wop, and yeah, it's undeniable. Sundown wind chimes, break it down, one line, a
line, can't no see me, no flex, be kind, dollars never show. The way she released this album was really interesting because she kind of reinvigorated a website that had been dormant or dead for years. Black Planet. Tell us about this.
Yeah, she'll keep you on your toes. So Black Planet is this late 90s, early 2000s social media site, and it really brought together a niche community of Black people just looking to connect online.
Did you have a Black Planet profile, Sydney?
I will plead the fifth on that one, Ari.
Okay, enough said.
But I think by hosting and announcing that the new album was going to come on Black Planet, it was kind of like a nod, like, you know who this is for.
Is there one more song you think we should end on?
Yeah, I think we should take it out with Sound of Rain.
Okay, Sydney Madden of NPR Music, thanks a lot.
Thank you.